From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Speaking at the White House Monday, Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said despite North Korea's overtures to dismantle its nuclear testing facility and weapons program, the United States was not going to alter its approach to Pyongyang.
No sanctions lifted until we see concrete actions taken by North Korea to denuclearize.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said he is willing to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in late May or early June. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has welcomed North Korea's decision to stop nuclear missile testing and said the move could be an important beginning for the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
North Korea's decision to freeze the nuclear program can be an important beginning for the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. It can also be said that it is a green light that increases the chance of success of the inter-Korean and U.S.-North Korea summits.
North Korea said on Saturday it would close its nuclear testing facility and suspend nuclear and intercontinental ballistic missile tests. However, the country stopped short of suggesting it had any intention of giving up its nuclear weapons or scale back its production of missiles and their related component parts. Armenian Prime Minister Serzh Sarkisian said on Monday he would resign to help maintain peace in the ex-Soviet republic following daily street protests since before he took up the post on April 17th. Armenian opposition leader Nikol Pashinyan said opposition activists want to meet with the acting prime minister to discuss a peaceful transfer of power. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to point your web browser to voanews.com. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel